Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing a junglist Hoover stab for pirate radio energy and old school jungle DNB vibes. If you've ever heard those classic jungle records where a rude little synth stab cuts through the break like it owns the place, that's the sound we're chasing here. Not a giant trance pad, not a soft synth chord. We want a short, aggressive mid-range weapon that hits like a drum accent, adds attitude, and leaves space for the kick, snare, break, and sub to keep doing their thing. The key idea in this lesson is simple. Build the sound around the drums, not in isolation. In jungle and early DNB, the best stabs feel like part of the rhythm section. They answer the break. They punch between snare hits. They make the groove feel more urgent, more rebellious, more pirate radio. So let's get into it. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Waveeatable. You can do this with analog too, but Waveeatable is great for this because it gives you fast access to movement, detune, and filter shaping without needing a complicated setup. Begin with a basic saw-based sound. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, and oscillator 2 to a saw wave as well. Detune the second oscillator slightly so the sound gets some thickness, but don't go overboard. Keep the unison low, around 2 to 4 voices max. That's important. A Hoover stab needs density, but it also needs punch. If you stack too many voices, it starts to turn into a blurry super saw and the drums lose authority. If you want the stab to feel more classic and immediate, switch the synth to mono mode. That gives you a tighter response and helps the sound hit like a proper stab instead of a pad. You can add a tiny bit of glide if you want a smeared rave feel, but keep it very short. We're talking subtle movement, not long legato lines. Now shape the tone with the filter. A low pass 24 dB filter is a solid starting point, although band pass can work if you want a thinner, more focused character. Set the cutoff somewhere in the midrange, roughly between 500 Hz and 2 kHz, depending on how bright the patch is. Add some resonance, but keep it controlled. Too much resonance and the stab gets nasal or painful. Too little and it loses that Hoover bite. The envelope is where the stab starts to feel percussive. Set a fast attack, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Keep the decay fairly short, somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds, and let the sustain stay low. Release should also stay short so the note disappears cleanly. The goal is an impact window, not a sustained chord. You want it to hit hard, then get out of the way before the break gets crowded. A good way to think about this is like a little burst of energy in the groove. It opens a pocket, makes its statement, and vanishes. Now let's add motion. Hoover sounds often have that slightly unstable, manic quality, and you can get that in a few different ways. In Waveeatable, try assigning a slow LFO to Waveeatable position or even a tiny bit of pitch movement. Keep the depth small, very small. A little movement goes a long way here. You can also add a subtle downward pitch envelope at the start of the note, just a tiny drop, to make it feel more aggressive and hit-like. Another useful trick is frequency shifter, used very lightly, if you want a slightly metallic pirate radio edge. But again, be careful. The sound should feel alive, not cartoonish. The sweet spot is instability with control. At this point, the patch should already have the right attitude, but it probably still sounds too clean. So now we dirty it up. Add saturator after the synth. Push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB depending on how hard you want it. Turn soft clip on if needed. This helps the stab read like it belongs in a rough, underground jungle context instead of a pristine preset. If you want more bite, you can try overdrive or even pedal before the saturator, but use these carefully. The goal is grit, not fuzz collapse. Once you've added saturation, bring in a EQ8 and clean up the sound. High pass the stab so it stays out of the sub and kick area. Somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is often a good starting point. If the sound is getting too harsh or nasal, look around 2.5 to 5 kHz and trim the offending area. If it feels dull, add a gentle boost somewhere in the upper mids, maybe around 900 Hz to 1.8 kHz. That's where a lot of the character lives in a jungle stab. This mid-range focus matters a lot in DNB. The stab has to cut through on small speakers, pirate radios, and full club systems without stepping on the low end. The sub belongs to the bass line. The kick needs its own space. The stab lives above that, in the zone where attitude and clarity meet. Before you write a full pattern, think about how the stab interacts with the drums. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. They design a nice sound first, then try to force it into a drum loop afterward. In jungle, it works much better the other way around. Load up a breakbeat or your own chop drum loop, then place the stab against the snare and ghost notes. A classic move is to put a stab just after the snare or just before it, so it feels like a response. You can also place one on the offbeat between kick and snare for extra push. Think in terms of call and response. If the snare says something, the stab answers it. If the break throws in a little fill or ghost hit, the stab can react to that. That makes the whole thing feel locked together instead of pasted on top. Try programming a simple two-bar phrase. Maybe the first hit lands after the snare. Maybe the second hit is softer and comes later in the bar. Maybe the third hit jumps an octave or shifts to a nearby note for tension. Small changes like that make the loop feel alive. You do not need a busy melody. In fact, in a lot of jungle and roller styles, less is more. A few well-placed shots can be more powerful than a constant stream of notes. Use short note lengths, 1/16th to 1/8th notes are often enough. Even if the synth envelope is already short, the MIDI note length still affects the groove. Shorter notes can sound tighter and more percussive, especially when you're syncing them against chopped breaks. Now let's talk pitch language. A good junglist stab doesn't have to be complex, but it should have a bit of tension. Try the root note, then maybe a minor second or minor third above it, then back to the root or an octave variation. That tiny harmonic clash can add urgency without sounding random. If the track is in a minor key, this kind of movement fits the old-school jungle vibe very naturally. Once the sound and MIDI phrase feel good, resample the stab to audio. This is a huge part of the workflow. In DNB, committing to audio is not just about convenience. It's about turning the stab into something you can edit like a drum hit. Freeze and flatten, render or resample the MIDI part into a new audio track. Then chop it up if needed. You can tighten the attack, trim the tail, reverse a little bit into a fill, or create little variations from the same source. This is where the sound starts to become part of the break arrangement rather than just a synth part sitting on top. Audio editing also lets you treat the stab like a micro-rhythmic element. You can line it up with the break's ghosts and snare drags. You can cut it off abruptly for more punch. You can layer a tiny click or noise transient at the front. All of that helps the stab feel more integrated and more aggressive. If the patch feels too smooth, add a layer, a little noise burst, a high-passed copy of the stab, or a very short sampled hit can help it cut through the mix. Keep this layer quiet and filtered so it adds bite without clutter. High-pass it aggressively, and don't let it dominate. This layer is there to sharpen the attack, especially when the break is busy. You can also group the layers and use drum bus very lightly on the group for extra glue and smack. Just be careful not to flatten the transient. The punch is the whole point. When you place the stab in the arrangement, treat it like a tension tool, not wallpaper. A strong jungle track usually uses stabs with intention. Maybe a filter teaser shows up in the intro every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the filter opens as the drop approaches. Maybe the first drop is sparse, with just a few stabbing answers to the snare. Then later, in a switch up, you bring in a more open or more frequent pattern. That restraint is what makes the sound powerful. If the stab is constantly playing, it stops being a moment. And in jungle, the best sounds often feel like moments. They hit, they support the groove, and they disappear before the energy gets crowded. Now let's make sure the mix stays hard. High pass the stab so it doesn't fight the low end. Check it against the kick and snare. Use utility if you need to narrow the stereo width and keep the center cleaner. Always check the patch in mono too. If the core tone disappears in mono, the sound is too dependent on width. A little compression on a group bus can help. Maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction with a glue compressor. If there's a nasty ring in the mids, notch it out with EQ8. If the stab gets too wide, too bright, or too loud, the drums will lose impact. That's the rule. In DNB, the drums are the authority. The stab supports the impact, it doesn't replace it. A few common mistakes to watch for: too much unison width, too much low end, envelopes that are too long, and stabs that don't relate rhythmically to the break. Another big one is overdoing the resonance around the upper mids. If it starts to hurt, back it off. The sound should feel rude, not painful. Here's a useful mindset for this whole workflow: design for the next layer, not the solo sound. In jungle, the stab usually lives alongside a sub, a breakbeat, maybe an amen chop, maybe some effects, maybe a vocal hit. So the question is not, does this sound huge by itself? The question is, does this make the whole tune hit harder? Try this quick practice exercise. Make 3 versions of the same stab, one clean and short, one with more saturation and resonance, one resampled and chopped for extra aggression. Then drop each one into the same 2-bar break loop with kick, snare, break, and sub. Place the stabs in different positions, after the snare, before the snare, and on the offbeat. Listen for which one makes the drums feel strongest. That's the one you want, not the biggest solo sound. The best mix decision. If you want to go further, try a root note stab followed by an octave up answer, or make one version darker for the intro and another brighter for the drop. You can even alternate between a centered stab and a wider response stab to create contrast without adding more notes. A little variation in timing, pitch, cutoff, or note length goes a long way in old school DNB. So to recap, build the Hoover stab from simple saw waves, keep the unison controlled, shape it with a short envelope, add some saturation and filtering, and most importantly, place it with the drums in mind. Resample early if you want more character and a faster workflow. Keep the low end clean, keep the mids aggressive, and use the stab like a rhythmic statement.